to do when you're hurried and worried. Now, I must admit, I have been feeling quite hurried and worried recently. So I've stepped outside of the house. If you're watching the video, you'll see this online. I'm in my garden. And if you're listening online, you'll hear some birds and some parakeets in the background there. And you might hear the odd sound. But I'm outside because I just need to breathe and get things in perspective, because I have been feeling quite hurried and worried recently. It's December, Christmas, New Year, and all that kind of thing. And I love this time of year, and I love Christmas. But I have been feeling a bit tense in my head, a bit tense in my heart. I've been trying to find a way to stay busy and be responsible with the responsibilities I have with family and work, but not give in to that tension that doesn't need to be there. It isn't helpful for me and my relationship with God or anything else. So what's been going on in my life? Well, there's carol services this time of year and other special events, which are fun, but I take extra work. There's extra church planning for 2019 for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ and the Watford Church of Christ. There's family plans for next year. There's my own goals and dreams and thinking that through, thinking about the year gone and the year ahead. That takes a bit of extra brain space and energy. Then also, one of my best friends from university days, I found out recently, is very ill, and that's been concerning me, and I'm going to go visit him, which I'm looking forward to, but nonetheless, you know, there's a bit of a challenge. And there's family things, there's meals, there's visits to make to my uncle, my mother and father, and various relatives, and that's all good, but again, it's going to take a little extra time and energy. I need to come out and breathe and be with God and remember he's with me. And then also, my wife Penny hasn't got much time off over the Christmas period, so I'm going to be doing more of the Christmas preparations, including Christmas, the Christmas meal, Christmas Day, and some cooking for Boxing Day. And I don't mind that, but it's just extra and causes me to have a bit of extra sense of hurry and the temptation to worry. And what am I going to do with all this? Because I want to be responsible. So I was reflecting on this scripture in Philippians chapter 4 the other day. Do not be anxious about anything. Not anything. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So if I do that and I present all of this to God, all the stuff I'm feeling hurried about and anxious about, then can I not find the peace that passes understanding? I think so. I hope so. So I developed, here's what I've done. Reason I share this with you, I know all this in my head and I know that scripture, but I decided I needed to find a way to get it more into my mind and my heart. So I've developed a little, I don't know, prayer mantra for myself for this period of time. See if this might actually help me to breathe a little bit more and let God give me the peace that I need. So it's this: busy, not hurried. Busy, not worried. Busy, not hurried. Busy, not worried. I think Jesus was busy, maybe the busiest person ever, but he wasn't hurried with people, was he? Certainly, Jesus had more to concern himself about than I do, but he wasn't worried. Not in that anxiety sense of something that's overtaking his heart with that anxiety. So that's where what I'm praying, that's what I'm saying to myself several times a day at the moment. Busy, not hurried. Busy, not worried. To God's glory. Do you have something that helps you to deal with the anxieties and when you get that feeling of pressure? Do you have special prayer, special verses, special ways to deal with that? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link on to somebody who might benefit from it. And hit the like button, subscribe button, leave us a review. That'd be wonderful. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of satisfying times with God and help you not to be worried, not to be hurried, but instead to be at peace. Take care and God bless.